ahead.
All right, I'm going to call the Board of Commissioners meeting to order on October 5th, 2021. Hope you all got the packet that was sent on Friday. So just going through our agenda today. First item of business is approving the minutes from our quarterly report meeting on the 7th. Is there a motion to approve?
Yeah, this is Doug. I looked at them briefly and I move we adopt them.
I second.
All right, moved and seconded. Any discussion? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Great. The minutes are approved. Moving to approving the loans. There are three loans that we are looking at. It's a little over $700,000. Is there a motion to approve the loan?
This is Doug. I approve them. I make a motion to approve them.
I second.
Great. Rich, do you want to walk us through the three loans that we are looking at approving today?
They're all pretty straightforward, I think.
Rich, are you there?
I'm mostly amused that fire trucks cost $500,000. That's amazing.
Well, Doug, you know, we can maybe take you up to Marathon County and they can give you a ride. Tom, is that you? I wasn't sure, Rich, if you had anything you wanted to highlight with anything, with the loans.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'd like to see this fire truck. Have them send me a picture.
I think we can.
Okay?
I think we. Can you guys hear me?
My microphone wasn't working properly. Sorry. Yeah, these are all bread and butter, Doug. There's one for an excavator, one for a fire truck, and one for some sewer work. Not much to discuss here.
All right. Seeing there's no other questions about the loans, all those in favor of approving the three loans, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Great. Loans are approved. Old business is just an update on the paper mill, as we were talking about one with Park Falls and the other one, it's not in Wisconsin Rapids. So Tom, any updates on the paper mill?
Well, with respect to Park Falls, that particular mill had gone into receivership. And the receiver has now sold the mill to another entity that is looking at either dismantling the mill or selling it to somebody else to operate it. I had told you previously about a co-op that was put together by people in the forest product industry in northern Wisconsin, and they're still interested in acquiring and running the mill, but they're still working on putting together their financing package, and the private equity group that I told you about last time is still interested, but they don't have a full financing package in place either. They had inquired about the ability to borrow $15 million from BCPL, but that would be something that we had never done before, because that would be a loan not to a government, but a loan to a private business. And a sole private business that couldn't get traditional financing anywhere else. So I don't think that that's a very likely outcome there. With respect
Doug,
to... Yes.
My memory, Tom, my memory yes. is that we're not allowed to... Go ahead, I'll be quiet.
You are absolutely right that the trust fund loan program does not authorize us to lend to private businesses. The trust fund loan program okay. only allows us to lend to governments and public entities that have the power to tax or levy an assessment. But because of the fact that we have prudent investor status, we could invest in something like that. But the question is more, would that be prudent? So, with respect to Wisconsin Rapids, I have not heard anything on Wisconsin Rapids yet. In that situation, there was no bankruptcy or receivership. The owner of the facility, Verso, was just contemplating what they want to do going forward. And so there has been no activity at the present time to report on there. And that's my report on that topic. Any questions?
Well, thanks, Tom. I don't hear any questions from the commissioners, but again, appreciate you just continuing to stay on top of this. As we know, these are important jobs in both Wisconsin Rapids and Park Falls, but it seems like there are a lot of different options for solutions if that ever can come to fruition. So, all right. So there's no new business. So we'll move to routine business. Rich, a Chief Investment Officer report.
Thanks, Sarah. The only thing that I really have to report is that we've closed on some private funds. You'll remember back in June that the investment committee made a $40 million commitment to the Invesco U.S. Income Fund, which is a diversified real estate fund with an emphasis on distributable income. That fund actually has a trailing 12-month yield, meaning that it just has distributed over the previous year about 5.4% to its investors. So that's about what we can expect, plus capital gains. Now, they drew $5 million of our 40 back on July 1st. We're a little bit disappointed about that, but they drew the remaining $35 million on October 1st. And so we're excited to be fully invested in that fund at this point. We are actually closing or scheduled closing on our investment commitment to NVNG tomorrow. That is, you'll remember, a venture capital fund of funds that's run by Kerry Tomei. We have a $10 million commitment there, but those funds will only be drawn over the next few years. And so we don't really expect any immediate investment to occur there. But, you know, in a short period of time, she'll probably make her first draw. We also closed a $50 million commitment to the Prudential Secured Loan Fund, and there have been no calls to date on that fund. But eventually, we expect that fund to generate between 9% and 10% distributable income to our beneficiaries. And that's all I have for today.
Thanks, Rich. Any questions from the commissioners? All right, Tom, the executive secretary's report.
Just a couple of quick things today. The Secretary of State last time had inquired about our requirement to issue a biennial report. And like I said, my memory last time was that we had a requirement that was separate from other ones because of the fact that we are, in essence, an entity that is attached to DOA, and that's where our responsibility comes from under Statute 15.07 sub 6. And so, yes, we do have a requirement to issue a report. We're working on putting that together as we speak. So the other point I was going to bring up was the fact that last week, Rich and I attended the Wisconsin Counties Association meeting in La Crosse. That's the first time that we've attended anything in person of more than two or three people. And it was a great chance to connect with some county officials we hadn't seen for a while. And Rich reported that we actually got a sizable loan application from Sawyer County recently. So it's good to keep those connections, those communication connections in place. Are there any questions on any of those topics?
I don't hear anything from the commissioners, Tom. Thank you.
Okay.
And then moving to the board chair's report, I actually do not have anything to report today, so we'll just move to future agenda items. Is there anything that the commissioners would like to see at our next board meeting?
Nothing for me.
Not large.
Okay. Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Doug, I move we adjourn.
I second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor to adjourn, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Doug.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. And talk to you in 2 weeks.
Have a good week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.